Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Midos is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Rabbi, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amud HaTorah Award of Aaron Sorcher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
Masechta Midos, Daf Lamed Zayin. In Perek Dalid, we have in Mishneh Hey, it speaks about the Pischos Shel Aliyah, that at the entrance of the second story, the upper story of the Beis HaMikdash, the upper chamber of the Beis HaMikdash, so you had Shtei Klunsoi Shel Erez, there were these two very tall, large, vertical beams of cedar wood, Shebehen Hoya Oil and the Gago Shel Aliyah, that by means of these two vertical beams, they used to ascend and climb all the way high to the very, very top of the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Gago Shel Aliyah. It's a bit of a shaila, exactly the Metzias over here. The Shittas HaRosh is that these two beams had indentations for footholds that were notched into them, and you would climb way high all the way up those beams. It means of these indentations, the footholds. The Shitta of the Rash, the Rabbeinu Shmaya, which is on the side of the Gemara here, the side of the Mishnayos. So the Rash holds that they were actually rungs that were ladder-like, that were between the connecting the two beams, so that you had you could climb up them by means of rungs of a ladder. Another challenge that you had over here, also likewise, the Shitta of the Goyin. The Goyin over here writes in the Mishnayos that these beams were on the outside of the building, which is also likewise a Shitta of the Rosh over here. And the Goyin says that these ladder-like structure, these two beams, actually began way down below the Pischos Shel Aliyah. It didn't start at the Pischos Shel Aliyah. It started at the roof of the Toyim, which was lower down than the second, the upper story, the upper chamber. The roof of the Toyim, the roof of the, so to speak, the cells of the chamber, is at the perimeter of the Mikdash. So you had these beams that began at that roof, and you'd climb up, and then you would reach the point of the Pischos Shel Aliyah, and you would continue climbing all the way high up till you reach the roof of the Beis HaMikdash proper, the Gago Shel Aliyah. That's the Shitta of the Goyin. The Tiferes Yisrael over here, Tiferes Yisrael writes in his opinion, the way he cheshbens it, that there was actually a ramp that went from the roof of the Toyim to the Pischos Shel Aliyah. And then you read the Mishnah Mor Kepshutoi, according to the Tiferes Yisrael's reading, in other words, that these beams, these klunsois, actually began at the Pischos Shel Aliyah. According to the Goyin, they began down below at the roof of the Toyim. According to the Tiferes Yisrael, he had a ramp from the roof of the Toyim till the Pischos Shel Aliyah, and he actually followed the Shitta that the Tiferes Yisrael is of the opinion that the beams were on the inside of the Aliyah, which is likewise in the Rash, the Rabbeinu Shmaya. They hold that this was on the inside of the structure, and he would climb all the way high up to the inside of the room, to would reach an entrance of the Gago Shel Aliyah, and you would go up onto the roof. So there's a shaila here in the Metzias, but Al-Kapanim, this is a wood structure. It was made out of cedar, very, very, very powerful cedar beams. It would lead you going all the way high up the wall, then you would climb up then to get to the Gago Shel Aliyah. The mission also speaks about Roshei Pispisin, which is ends of the beams, which were built into the wall of the Aliyah, and they were Mavdil Ba'aliyah Bein HaKoydesh Levein Kotche HaKotchem. In other words, on the upper story, in the upper area of the Mokom HaMikdash, you also had to know which was the Mokom HaKoydesh and the Mokom HaKoydesh Kotchem. The Mokom HaKoydesh Kotchem was more halig, and you would have these edges of these beams that would be visible, and they would demonstrate for you where the end of the Mokom HaKoydesh was and the beginning of the Mokom HaKoydesh Kotchem. Now these are, both of these things are actually made out of wood, and there's a whole bunch of other things. We'll go through some of them. There are mentioned Masechta Midos and different Mekoymos of the Masechta, which were wood structures, and Ibeklolos, they lead to a big question, which is dealt with by a number of Gedolim. You have Rishonim, you have Kadmonim, you have Achronim, that try to figure out exactly what the Heter and all different Mekoymos of the Mikdash to have wood. You remember that we had actually Masechta Tomid, the Gemara discussed a problem. The Pasuk says, L'sid Elocha Asherah Kol Eitz, Eitz Al Mizbech Hashem Elokecha, and you remember that the Gemara learns from there, not just the Mizbeach, but and not just trees. It's not just Hiduch HaSheir Kol Eitz, but Bechlal, that the Rambam Paskin is Hilchos Beis HaBechirin, Perek Aleph, that in the whole Mokal Mikdash is Ein Boinin Boi Eitz Boilet Klal. You cannot have any protruding woods that are built in over there. In the whole area, there has to be Avonim, there has to be Levain of Asid, it could be limestone, it could be stones, but it's not allowed to be wood built over there. And there's a number of questions that the Gedolim ask from all different Mekoimois, because the mission over there, right on the spot, he asks that we have in Perek Gimel, he asks from Perek Gimel, there's a whole bunch of Mekoimois. He had Perek Gimel, you have that the Mishnah speaks about the Klunsoi Shal Erez, that there's these cedar beams, which were Kvuin, Mikoslai Shal Heichal, Akoslai Shal Ulam. In other words, this is actually support beams that went horizontally across from the Koisel Heichal to the Koisel of the Ulam, and this was support Kadesh Leavite that shouldn't fall in. And this is wood. It's made out of cedar beams. So what was the heta for that, Fertikes of Mishnah? He says, Shemo Yishloim Erzokter. Maybe they were just simply forced into place rather than being built in. The Elohu Kvu and Mamash Abinyan, they were simply jammed in over there rather than being built in. And maybe that's the head to the Kesef Mishnah says that this is one place where you have the Gedolim. There's a whole bunch of places. We'll mention one of the Mokomokom where you find the Gedolim Matering Zich and asking Akasha. You have in, Perek Aleph, there's a discussion of the mission of the Beis HaMoiked, which, as you recall, was a large chamber, a lishka, where the king actually would sleep over there. And it speaks over there about the various, rooms at the four corners of the Mokah of the Beis HaMoiked. And the Mishnah says over there, V'roshe pispes in mavdil in the Kodesh L'chol. So you had actually over there, like, similar to what you have over here, there's beams built into the structure, into the walls, and the edges of the beams would be visible in the middle of the room. They would be halfway across the room, and they would be mavdil between the Mokah of the Beis HaMoiked, which is within the Kodesh, which is in the Azorah, and the Mokah of the Beis HaMoiked, which is outside. So you had these edges of the beams that would be visible, mavdil in the Kodesh L'chol. Once again, it's clear that these wooden beams, and the Tosis Yontif over there asked the Kasha. Tosis Yontif says that how could you have wood? It's now you're not allowed to have wood in the Mokam Mikdash. So he says he could say that these beams were actually built into the Mokam Achoil, and they reached the very, very edge of the Mokam Achoil. The Mokam was technically outside of the Kedusha Salazora, and they abutted just up against the Mokam, which was Kaidish. Magiyim ad Mokam Akkaidish, v'loi bim Mokam Akkaidish, says the Tosis Yontif. Says that could be the terrors to that question, and that way these beams were not actually located within the Kodesh. However, the Teferet Yisrael over there in the Boya says that he's very surprised that this is the Teretz that the Teshis Yontov was satisfied by. He says there's no question whatsoever. There's a whole bunch of places in Masech the Midois that you have all different discussions of beams of wood that were located within the Kodesh itself. And he mentions what you have in our Mishnah, that these beams of wood that jutted in the Aliyah, the upper story of the Beis HaMikdash, and the vias that demonstrated the Mokum, the boundary line between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodshim, and etc., a whole bunch of place. We'll talk about some other Mekoimos. He mentions over there that you had in the Azorah, you had these Amudim, the posts, which you would hang the behemoth boy after they were shechted, and they had revi'i shalei tzoyu al gabeim. They had these squares of wood on them, which had hooks jutting out of them, so there was eights right over there. Whole bunch of places, as even the Gemara says in Masechta Roshona, based on Psukim and Ezra, that the Bayis Hasheni itself was built, the structure itself, the walls themselves, had two rois arozim. In other words, there was rows of cedar, there was rows of stone, but there was rows of cedar that the walls themselves were mamash constructed from, that was built right into the Bayis. So he says, how could the Gemara brings in Roshana from the Psukim and Ezra. So how could anybody question that there was wood? You need tainus, that you need a much more clolious digateritz, and you have to find a more holistic answer, which is going to answer up a whole bunch of places. How are they able to have wood in the Mokam Mikdash? So see, the Tevez says actually two verities. First of all, he says he would suggest that the only time when it's also to have wood in the Mokam Mikdash is only if two conditions are fulfilled. One is that the wood is mechubar, which is to say it's actually built into the structure, mechubar bebinyan, and two is that it's boiled, it protrudes from the binyan. It's not just it's just built into the binyan in a way that's visible from the outside, but actually protrudes. And this is in the manner of a tree which is built, a tree which is rather planted, and it protrudes outward. Of course, we're talking wood that's built into the structure, but the Pasuk speaks about trees in the Pshutas HaMikra, Lysita L'cha Asherah Kol Eitz. So therefore, in the manner of a tree that protrudes, likewise, the Isser is only over here, we would have Koiros that protrude. It says, the Lashon Rambam is actually mashing at both of these conditions. The Rambam says, Ein Boyin Boy, Eitz Boylate. So, Ein Boyin Boy, you can't build into the structure. Eitz Boylate, a wood that protrudes outward. He says, with this, you could answer many of the kashas. You could say that these Roshei Pispisin that are mentioned, that a whole bunch of Mekoimois that showed the demarcation line. We had them, for example, between in the Aliyah of the, built into the wall of the Aliyah of the Kodesh Kodshim, of the upper story of the Beis HaMikdash, you had these Roshei Pispisin, which would show the boundary line between the Makom of the Kodesh and Makom of the Kodesh Kodshim. Likewise, the Mishnah speaks earlier of the Roshei Pispisin that were built into the walls of the Azorah, and which demonstrated the demarcation line between the Ezes Kohenim and the Ezes Yisroel. Likewise, you have in the Beis HaMikdash, you had these Roshei Pispisin, the edges of the beams that were built into the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, and they showed the demarcation line between the Choyl and the Kodesh. Because it could be all of those did not protrude, and they were just they were built into the wall. They were visible when you would look inside the structure, but you would not, they would not actually protrude from the wall, and therefore, since they're not boilate, we have the Deacon Lashon Rambam, the Isser is only when the wood is boilate, and only when it protrudes. So that was the heter for these. So that would be one mahalach that could answer up many of these kashas. Second Mahalach says the Tiferes Yisroel that he says that Efsher Oid, you could also say, that he says it could be that the only Isser of having Leisita Lecha Asherah Kol Eitz, to have wood built into the structure, the Mokam Mikdash, is only if the wood is Mechuba LeKarka Mamish. In other words, it's affixed to the floor. He says it's not sufficient. We would not violate the Isser if it's Mechuba to something which is Mechuba LeKarka. So let's say I have stone built into the floor and I have wood protruding upward from the stone. That would be not sufficient to Asser. The Isser is only when it's built into the floor mamish. There's even the Yoltaina that in Kol HaShas, in the whole Gemara, we always assume throughout Shas, the Mechuba LeKarka is Kikarka, is that there is different because the Pasuk itself says Leisita Lecha. In other words, the Pshuta Shemikra is written in the manner of mamish like a tree, Leisita Lecha, not to plant into the ground. So even though Chazal Amarbe, any wooden built up structure, it's only when it's built into the ground mamish. He says that there's actually, even though this is a tremendous Chiddush, there's actually a Mashmois Ksas, a possible Raya to this, from the Farish and the Sechta Tomid, of Chof Chesamid Beis. Now, this is an important Mefarish, is Negei also, as we'll see, to the Yisod of the Goin that we'll say over in a moment. So we'll say over the Mefarish that discusses the Sugya Mesech, the Tomid that we had over there, that it discusses, there's a discussion over there of the Achsad Rois in the Azorah. So you had these colonnades in that the perimeter of the Azorah, which had these columns and which had a roof structure over them. And the Gemara in the Havamin over there assumes, in Mesech, the Tomid of Chof Ches, that these colonnades are made out of wood. And the Gemara asked the Kash over there, that how could you make them out of wood? What happened to the Isser of building wood in the Azara? And the Gemara answers, Achsa Joy Shal Binyan. That the answer is that they were made out of binyan, out of a built up thing. What did the Teretz say? They were made out of a binyan. So the Rosh over there says that both the columns as well as the roof above them were made out of stone. If that's what the Gemara means, Shal Binyan. They were not made out of wood, they made out of stone. Both the columns as well as the roof above them. The problem is that the Mefarish over there, and Grad Rabbeinu Gershom at the side of the page as well, also goes like the Mefarish, they only say that the posts, the columns, were made out of wood, and they're not bothered at all by what the roof above them was. It's that because that moved them that bothered them, the columns, that they were made out of wood. Now, why weren't the Mefarish and the Beinu Gershom over there bothered by the roof? If the roof could be made out of wood, why isn't that a violation of Leisita Lecha Asher Kol Eitz? So the Pharisee Yisrael says that there's a mashmois from this verse of the Mefarish, which is also in the Beinu Gershom, that you can say this, you say that the only Isser of Leisita Lecha Kol Eitz is only when it's mamish built into the ground itself. So in the half a minute, the Gemara thought that these columns, which are apparently are jutting directly out of the ground, so that we thought that they were made out of wood, and that would be a big problem. But now that the columns are not wood, now it doesn't bother us anymore that the roof above them should be made out of wood, because they're not directly coming out of the ground. Is that would be the mashmoyis of the Mefarish. And he says, if you say this, you saw it, it can answer up many, 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 many kashiks, because all these things that we speak of over here, of all these wood things, these wood entities, is like the Pharisee Yisrael, that there are different beams that jut out, the support beams, the beams that are visible for the purpose of demarcation, all these different wood are all not directly built into the ground. They're built into the wall and above the ground level, and they don't go down to the ground. And Mela, consequently, we don't have any violation of Leisita Lecha Asher Kol Eitz. This is a Kloliistic Ateret Zokta, which can answer up many, many kashes. Now, there is on this, actually, the Vilna Goin in the Chiddush HaGra on the Shnayos over here, says a Teretz of his own, which is also clearly intended to answer up many, many kashes that the Meforshim ask. The Vilna Goin says an interesting thing, which is also a Pidarkoi, based on the idea that the Pshuta Shemikra of the pasuk is loisita l'cha asher kolaitz, not to plant it in the manner of a tree. So chotzer chazal marba any kind of wood. That the goin tain is in the chiddush agro in midas perikim al mishnah ches that the only iser is but oimed b'derech natiya dum yedeitz. In other words, it has to be vertical. The iser is when it's vertical because that's the manner of a tree which is planted in the ground in a vertical manner. Anything horizontal, which is in the manner of something lying, even if it's built into the structure and has a purpose in the structure and everything, the goin holds that that's not a violation of loisita because it's not the derech natiya. It doesn't fulfill the concept of loisita to plant, so to speak, which chotch, that means it has to be vertical. And with this, the goin answer the kasha that we mentioned from the Kesef Mishnah, that you had these klunsoi shel erez, these support structures of cedar wood that supported, that went from wall to wall, from the wall of the ulam to the wall of the heichal. What was the heter to make them out of erez? Cedar wood. So the goin, it's not a kasha because those are horizontal. And then you said that the goin would answer many, many kashas as well. There's no question that a number of, there's plenty of other things. We had all the different roshei pispis in these edges of the beams that we spoke of, that in the Aliyas Kodesh Kachim, in the upper story of the base of Mikdash, and you had the, as we said, the Rosh Pispis in the edges of the beams that are mavdul in the Azor between Ezes Koinim and Ezes Yisrael, and you had, like we spoke of, the rows of wood that were, of cedar that, they were built into the walls of the Heichal. They were actually, the Gemara says in the Sechter Rosh Hashanah that was built the walls of the Heichal. Different kashes that it would be answered with this Yisrael of the Goin, that as anything which is horizontal built and not vertical standing is not going to be included in the Isser of Loisit Locha Asher Kol Eitz. The Yoreh Nesim in the Sechter Talmud actually points out, interestingly, that one kashe that's not answered by this Yisrael of the Goin is like he started with our Mishnah, Perek Da'al Mishnah Hey, speaks of the Klunsois, that you had actually Klunsois Shaleris, and these are vertical, very tall vertical cedar structure, cedar beams that were at the Pesach Aliyah and went all the way up to the Gag HaAliyah, and these are actually vertical. The goin with this yesoid of the goin that we said the horizontal is not necessary is not going to answer this kasha. This kasha was still blind according to the goin, as opposed to just to speak this thing out that according to the Teferis Yisrael, it actually would be mature. It's because the Teferis Yisrael says it's not awesome unless it goes all the way down to the ground. These beams from the Pesach Ahe up to knock all the way down to the ground. Pashtus you have, like the Teferis Yisrael and others learn, they actually started from the doorway of the Heichol. The second story they started from. Even if you learn like the Goin that we said, that they started from the roof of the Torah, so they started from below the entranceway of the Pesach HaHeichol, but Afal Pikein, they certainly did not go all the way down to the ground. So the Mele Koin to the Teferis Yisrael, as you saw it, you wouldn't have the Kasha. However, but the Yoreh Nesivos does say that this Goin, although you could argue that maybe there's no Shum Smach to him in the Rishayna, where do you find any Rishon that just says such a thing? That the only iser is when it's vertical wood and not when it's horizontal. He says, "Be'emes the goin could really tie in that shadow be dark koi in the mafarish that we spoke of." In other words, that the Gemara says in the Sechta Talmud that wasn't a problem that the achsadroys, that the colonnades were wood because they weren't wood. The colonnades were made out of stone, and that we mentioned that the mafarish and the Rabbeinu Gershon learned it was just the columns that made it of stone. The roofs, however, the Gemara is not rearing ones, not addressing, and the roofs apparently were still made out of wood in the territory of the Gemara. According to the Mepharis and according to Menegeshim. It's also the Yoreh Nesivos, according to the Goin, that works very well, because the colonnades the columns are made out of, they're vertical, and they're vertical rising out of the ground. So according to the Goin, that's where the problem is with the wood. Masha Enke, the roof, which is a horizontal structure, so according to the Goin, the Kasha Fachzerishton, that's not schwer, because that's horizontal, and it's not in the Derech Netiyah, and therefore doesn't have an Isser, and according to him, that would be the Hezher in the Mepharis and the Menegeshim, why they weren't worried, why they apparently understood that the roof would be able to be made out of wood, even in the Maskonas HaGemora. The Mishnah in the Mishnah Vov goes through the Cheshvin of the Beis HaMikdash is Meya al Meya Avru Meya, 100 by 100 by 100. So the Mishnah says that the Cheshvin of the vertical, going from bottom to top, there's a Cheshvin of 100 Amos. So the very top Amo is Amo Kolo Oirev. This is the Amo of the chasing away the crows. Kolo Oirev. What is this Amo Kolo Oirev? So the Rosh says over here, and Rashi speaks this thing out as well in Mesechta Moed Kotten on Daf Tes, that these are plates of iron which have spikes built into them. And the spikes are there for the purpose that the ravens would not be able to sit upon them, legeishu ho'irvim olav, and so that it's to chase away the crows. And that's the very, very top amo of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Toisus in Mesechta Eruchin brings in the Shittas HaOruch, that the Oruch learned completely differently. He didn't learn like Rashi the Rosh, that these are plates with iron spikes jutting out of them, but rather he learned up that the Kol HaOruch is actually a scarecrow. And he, it's a Toisus speaks out. In other words, it's like a tsura that you make, lahavriach ha'oifois, migag l'koisel, l'koisel, a image like a scarecrow that you make, it chases away, it scares away the birds, migag ha'hechol, I'm sorry, from the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the orach. And the orach learns up, he says that the kol ha'oirev we find in the Bayis HaSheni, Zok, there's no kol ha'oirev in the Bayis HaRishon. It's apparently unnecessary to chase away the ravens, the crows, in the Bayis HaRishon, only the Bayis HaSheni. Why is that, Zok, there? So Zok, that them, the orach, and Tosfos quotes it, because the Mikdash HaRishon was Kedushasoi, there was a tremendous amount of Kedusha, and Shechina was Shruya Olav, so therefore the high level of Kedusha, the Shavas HaShechina, and male of the birds weren't flying over there as well, altogether. So there was no need to have this structure to chase away the crows. Masha Inke in the Bayis HaSheni, which had a much lesser level of Kedusha, and didn't have an open Ashras HaShechina, so there they were scared, Zok to Oruch, that they might have the crows flying over there, and he learns up a Pidarkoi, that the Indian is that the crows will fly there, and Yashlichu Shom Dover Tome, they'll throw some Dover Tome downwards over here. So that's why, according to his Shita, it's not just that the Oruch shouldn't rest, like have spikes, like Rashi and the Rosh learn, they rather want something which will chase away the crows, they won't even fly in the area, and throw down a Dover Tome. That's how Pidarkoi, he's learning that it's a scarecrow, and they won't throw on it, so therefore they make a tsura, lahavriach ha'oifois, etc. So that is the shita of the Oruch. Tosfos over there asks a big kasha on the Das HaOruch that there was no kol oirev in the Bayis HaRisha. Tosfos says that the Gemara in Masechta Moed Katan Daf Tes is done if you could figure out from the way that Shlomo HaMelech set up the Chanukah HaBayis of the Bayis HaRishon, which is what the Bayis that he built. So the over there, the Chanukah HaBayis of the Bayis HaRishon was for 7 days leading up to Sukkot, and then they had another 7 days of the Simcha of Sukkot. The Gemara says, why didn't he delay the Simcha of the Chanukah HaBayis, delay the finishing of the Beis HaMikdash, finish it right by Sukkot's time, and then put them together, conflate the Simchas together, and have the Sukkot together with the Simcha of the Bayis. Maybe it's a Raya from there, the Emar and Simcha of Simcha. So the Gemara over there is Matcha the Raya. The Gemara says that actually since Shlomo was finished earlier, he was ready to finish, so you don't delay the finishing of the Beis HaMikdash. That's not the right thing. You can't delay the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Since he was ready to be finished earlier, in the Meila, he was unable to delay it. Fret the Gemara, and this is where the Gemara asks a mystifying question. Fret the Gemara, granted that you can't delay the structure itself, but he boile l'shuri ba'amakolo oirev. Why didn't he let him finish the whole structure? Just delay the crow chasers at the top of the roof. Just the crow chasers at the top. And that apparently would not be a... So just delay that. And for the Gemara, no, you can't delay that either, because Amakal Yo'irev Tzorech Bin HaBayis, so it's also Tzorech of the Binyan. It's important for the Bayis not to have crows over there in the area. And then Meila, therefore, that's also Tzorech HaBinyan, so you couldn't delay that either. And therefore, the Gemara Tain is that from that alone would not be a Raya, Emarin Simcha B'Simcha, because Shlomo, since he was ready to finish earlier, he was not able to delay it. That's the Gemara. Now, there is a Shaila I'll learn the Gemara we'll get to in a moment. Pachavan Tosfos says that you see black on white, L'chayr Beferish, that there was a kol ha'oriv in the Bayis HaRishon. It's mamash b'gemor mufureshes that Shlomo put a kol ha'oriv in by the first Beis HaMikdash, which is the whole discussion in the sugyas Bayis HaRishon. So how could the Oruch possibly say over there that there was no kol ha'oriv in the first Beis HaMikdash? So Tosfos is an interesting text. So the Yeshloima says Tosfos that you could say that Shlomo was yorei shem aloy tehayolov kedusha. In other words, that maybe there wouldn't be a proper kedusha, wouldn't be so much kedusha in the first Beis HaMikdash, and then the crows would come. So Mela, originally he was forced to put in a kol ha'oriv in order out of concern that maybe that there wouldn't be kedusha and then the crows would come. But then he saw that it was kodesh. He saw that Ashuras Hashchina came and maybe they removed it. So maybe the Oruch is right that might speter it was removed by the kol ha'oriv in the Bayis HaRishon and was only then a permanent basis in the Bayis HaSheni. Very interesting thing that Tosfos says. Now the Brisker Rav in the Shurim HaMenachos and the Avkov Zayin asked the Kasha on this Gemara. He says he doesn't understand the Shaka of the Tanya. He blithely The Brisker Rav blithes with a difficulty in this Gemara. He doesn't understand it. And the Brisker Rav raises a fundamental question, which is discussed by a number of later Mechabim as well. And that is, this idea, this thing that they had a kol ha'oirev, that there was a crow chaser at the very top of the Beis HaMikdash, was this part of the mitzvahs binyan habayis and was it included in the Hakol B'Chsav? We discussed other times the Hakol B'Chsav. Hakol B'Chsav is the pasuk in Devar HaYomim that David HaMelech tells Shlomo, Hakol B'Chsav, Niyor Hashem Alai Hiskeles, Kol Malachos HaTovnis, right? The Chazal Darshan from this in different places, that everything, every structure, every chelak of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash was all given in a scroll from the piece trees and a vim, exactly how to build it. So Zechta Bris Kirov was the Kolo Oirev, the crow chaser. Was it included in the Hakol B'Ksav, or was it not? Was it something which we stamped, fastened on because we saw the crows are coming? Or was it Mamash B'Chelek on the mitzvah of the Bini Beis HaMikdash? This is B'Mitzvah, a big problem, and it's a big question how to learn the Suya. The Bris Kirov 10 is like this. If you're going to say that it's a mitzvah of a scare crow because somebody decided that they have to scare away the crows, or the spikes, or whatever it was, but was not a Chelek on the mitzvah Beis HaMikdash, Bini Beis HaMikdash, then what in the world is the Gemara suggesting that Shlomo HaMelech should have delayed the Amo Kolo Oirev, delay it, and apparently if he's delayed, it's a delay which has a significance to it, and it's going to delay the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash. The Mamash, the Chanukah HaBayis is not going to take place until Shlomo puts in the Kolo Oirev. So that was the Gemara's question. Delay it, and the Kolo Oirev, and then you'll delay the Chanukah HaBayis and the Simcha until Sukkot. Why is that the Bris Kirov? Stamazoi, because you happen to need a scarecrow, and you put the scarecrow in later, which is not a Chelek of the Mitzvah Binyan, that's going to be a Siba to delay the Chanukah HaBayis? Of course not, it makes no sense at all. So there's Muchrach from there, from the fact that the Gemara understood that delaying the Kolo Oirev will delay the Chanukah HaBayis. It's Muchrach that this was in the Hakol B'Ksav, that it was in the Mitzvah's Hakol B'Ksav, that there was a mitzvah to put the crow chaser at the top of the roof. It's Frektov then, the Bris Kirov. If that's the case, it was in the mitzvah of Hakol B'Ksav, then Manoshot, the Gemara is a Pela Me'ikoroi. What was the Gemara's cash in the first place? The Gemara Shaila was, let delay the Amal Kol Oirev. You should have delayed that. So the Gemara says, no, Amal Kol Oirev is Tzarech HaBinyan. What's the whole cash in the first place? If it was a Chelek of the mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and this is part of the scroll, part of the Hakol B'Ksav, of the Mepia Nevuah of how the Beis HaMikdash has to be rebuilt, then it's like anything else, and of course you have to build it, and you have to build it in a timely fashion, and so the Bris Kirov, and for Shteitzach, it's Movin Me'elov, that without the Kol HaOyrev, the Mitzvah Binyan is not done, and you can't have a Chanukah HaBayis. And with the Kol HaOyrev, the Mitzvah Binyan is done, and you could have a Chanukah HaBayis. And there's no any other part of the structure. It's mamish part of the scroll, part of the tzivu of the Melechas HaMishkan, how the Ebishta said, and the Neviim said it has to be built. So what's the Shach of Atayu all about? It doesn't make sense. And he says, this is a very big Akasha, Zok there. And he's lively Akasha on this, and does not have a teretz, have a limit to Gemara. I just want to leg two to add, of the derech of the Bris Kirov, in other words, is that Avada, the crow chaser, the Kolo Oirev, is included in the Hakol B'Ksav. Now, according, he doesn't ask the question, which offhand would appear to be an obvious question. He mentioned before that Toysis says that according to the Oroch, they first put in a Kolo Oirev, they saw in the Bayis HaRishon, they saw it's unnecessary, and they took it out. Right? So, I mean, I guess the Bris Kirov is not going in this Shita, because if it's in the Hakol B'Ksav, so Manashach, I mean, if it's part of the Hakol B'Ksav, then you have to put it in and leave it in. You're not going to be able to say that. Because we decided it's superfluous on our own, so therefore it's unnecessary and take it out. This Kirov, that's the Choy, is apparently going with the other Shita. So he's going with the Shita that it's the spikes in the structure, and he's not going with the Derech that it was. He's going learning the Gemara Kipshuta that there was a Kol HaOyrev from the whole Bayis HaRishon from the beginning to the end. And in Meila, his Derech, he's learning that this is mamish a part and parcel of the Chelag Mitzvah Bayis. But Pashas, the Oroch, is not going to learn that way. Because according to the Oroch, they decided, according to Tosfos, they decided to put it in, and Leshbeta, they decided to take it out. So he's, the Chayyur, not learning that it was part of the Hakol B'Ksav. Now, in the Sefer Rinus Yitzchak HaMelachim, he brings down from the Bris Kirov son, Reberel, Zechon Levracha, that Reberel was likewise done, that was stelled on this Gemara, how to understand this Gemara, and specifically how to understand whether the Kol HaOyrev is included, the crow chaser is included in the Hakol B'Ksav or not. And he said that Pepshutai, the Reberel Tiny, the Pepshutai, it's Muchin the Gemara, that the crow chaser was not included in the Hakol B'Ksav, the Hepech of what his father, the Bris Kirov was assuming, because the time is that if it's included in the Hakol B'Ksav, you can't explain the Gemara. Why was there a Havamina that I could delay it? Time of the Maskana, the Gemara held that since it's Tzorech Binyan, because I need it for the Binyan, I have to make sure there's no crows, that also shouldn't be delayed. Okay, that's the Maskana of the Gemara. But Kapana, if there's a Shach of a Tari about it, if we thought you could delay it, fine story that it's not included in the Hakol B'Ksav. So on that, the Bris Kirov, the Beryl asked a slightly different shtel, a different question that his father, the Bris Kirov. He asked, if it's not included in the Hakol B'Ksav and it wasn't part of the scroll, then what was the heter to put it in? There should be an issa. That's what Hakol B'Ksav is. The Gemara says in a whole bunch of places that the only heter to build structures in the Makom HaMikdash was only that which was originally in the scroll, in the Maharan of War, Hakol B'Ksav, everything that's in the Ksav, Hakol B'Ksav, Miyad HaSem Alay Hiskil, but that's a heter to build. Other than that, like the Gemara says in Sukkah and other places, you're not allowed to build anything in the base. It's just not included in the Hakol B'Ksav. So what was the heter to put a crow chaser in if it wasn't in the Hakol B'Ksav? That's the kasha he asked. So on that, Reberel tainted that Since the crow chaser, the kol ha'ariv is on top of the roof, it's the very, very, it's on top of the entire structure, on top of the roof, so that wasn't nichel in the isur of Hakol B'Chsav, and I'm allowed to put independent things on top of the roof. Or building independent things on top of the roof. Because those buildings aren't nichel in the din Hakol B'Chsav. Hakol B'Chsav is the Mokah Mikdash itself, in the structure of the Mikdash. It's on top of the Mikdash, even if it's built into the structure, it's still not a problem. I don't have an isur of Hakol B'Chsav. So he tainted, as I carried from what his father, the Brisker Rav, was assuming, that really the crow chaser is not nichel. And like we said, Besim, that the Oroch has to have learned that way, because according to him, they put it in, they took it out. So he says that Bemis the Gemara was naming on, they could have delayed it, because it's not part of the mitzvah of the Minyan Beis HaMikdash. On that, the Gemara tied it, that even so, despite the fact that it was not part of the Minyan HaMikdash itself, nonetheless, it was a Tzorech HaBinyan, it was necessary for the Binyan to chase away the crows, and constantly, therefore, there was a mitzvah to build it right away, and not to delay it. Now, it's kedai to add to this, by the way, that according to that, we don't really know offhand how Reb Beryl answered his father Shtel, that l'choyer delaying the kol ha'oyrev, if it's not part of the Hakol B'Chsav, ought not to delay the Chanukah Tabayah, so then you'll undermine the whole Gemara. The Gemara's whole point was, let Shlomo delay something, he'll delay the kol ha'oyrev, and that will cause that the simcha of the Chanukah Tabayah will be delayed until Sukkot, and you conflate the two simchas together, the Sukkah and the Binyan Tabayah. If the kol ha'oyrev is a zaitiga thing that happens to be a mechanical thing to send to chase away the crows, but it's a practical device, but not part of the Hakol B'Chsav, then why should that delay the Chanukah Tabayah? And that's the Brisker Rav named that on, that he was naming on a Pitarka, the Brisker Rav, that it was part of the Hakol B'Chsav, and that's the Seba, that's what he speaks out, the Brisker Rav. That's why delaying it would delay the Chanukah Tabayah. It seems that a Beryl understood, I guess, and you have to look into this. In other words, that since it was, even the Havamid, the Gemara knew that it was necessary for the Beis HaMikdash, it's not part of the Hakol B'Chsav, but it's a necessary thing. We can't have a situation with the birds, the crows, all over the place. So therefore, that will delay the Chanukah Tabayah out of necessity, even if it's not part of the Etzem Mitzvah of building the structure. That's what he would seem to be naming on. Now, the Rinas Yitzchak, Rivitzchak Sirotskin, stells on the basic question, is it really true, and what would be the hedber in this, that you're allowed to put a non-Hakol B'Chsavdik structure and build it into the roof? Just because it's above the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, there, it seems quite surprising that you're allowed to build into the building itself something which is not part of the Tzivoy, and it's not part of the Hakol B'Chsav, not part of the Nevuah. Is that really richtig just because it's on the roof, that therefore there's a heter? What's the hedber in such a heter? So that he ties and he says that the hedber would be, Zokter, because we find, and there's a tumult about this, a Tyson Shvuah, Staf Yud Zayin, discusses sugi in Psachim of the Peivov. The Gemara over there says that we find the Asoi that all the structures in the Makam Mikdash that Gagim va'aliyo is loynis kachim, with the roofs of the various structures, or even the second stories, and the roofs of these structures of the Mokah Mikdash didn't have a Kedusha. Did not have a Kedusha of the Mikdash. The Gemara says over there, the Gemara demonstrates that the Beis HaMikdash itself was different, and the Gemara says that by the Beis HaMikdash we do find that the Aliyah, the second story of the Heichal, the Beis HaMikdash was Niskadesh. That's what you find, like we mentioned earlier, that they had to have a special demarcation line to demonstrate in the Aliyah in the attic, the area of the Heichal, to separate the area of the Kedush Kodesh, because it did have a Kedusha. So that was different from the other structures, and the Ali of the Heichal was Niskadish. That's what the Gemara says, Meset the Psochem. The Tosis and Shvuah Yud Zayin brings a Raya that even though the Gemara is saying that about the Aliyah, the second story of the Heichal, but it's not true about the Gag Aliyah. In other words, that the Gag Aliyah, the roof at the very top of the building, was not Niskadish and did not have a Kedusha of the Mikdash. The second story area had a Kedusha of the Mikdash, but the Gag was not Niskadish. That's what Tosis Tain is al Pidarkoi. The Zoktas and the Rinas Yusok, that with this he could understand how you allow to build structures into it. What's the Reb Beryl saying over there? That it was mutter to build the kol ha'ariv into it, even though his opinion is that it was not part of the Hakam B'Chsav, not part of the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash. How do you allow to build anything in? The Teretz says that the Gag HaHeichal wasn't this kaddish, it's not of a kedusha of the mikdash, and Mela, therefore there was no issa to build any independent structures into that roof, because the roof itself was not this kaddish, but kedusha of the mikdash. Ober zokti, the Rinas Yitzchak, that works well according to Tosis and Shulas Yitzayin. However, the Tosis Rosh over there and Grada the Ritva over there, both, Tosis Rosh and the Ritva, both have a second side over there. They both bring down Tosis as derech that the roof, the Gag HaAliyah, the very top roof of the Aliyah Beis HaMikdash wasn't Niskadish, but they have a second derech over there in which they learn that the roof was Niskadish. That's the second, the Inami of the Tosis Rosh and the Ritva. And there's a coin to them when the Gemara is saying that the Aliyah, the second story of the Beis HaMikdash was Niskadish, means the second story with the entire structure, with the whole roof, who all had a Kedusha of the Mikdash. And according to that, it would be Tzorachian mitzorachin to understand how you're allowed to build any independent entity into it. How you ought to build a kol ha'oriv into it. If you hold like a barrel and the kol ha'oriv did not have a hakol b'chsav, it was not part of the mitzvah b'nei beis hamikdash, and you hold that the gaga aliyah was niskadish, had a kedusha hamikdash, that would be the heter to build any independent structure into it. It's he blives sfer. Granted, it happens to be that the Sefer Torah HaKodesh already stole on this basic question of whether it was mutter to build any independent structures into the wall, into the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. What do I want to build something else in the roof of the Beis HaMikdash? You know, I have a kol ha'oriv there, maybe build something else in there too. Was there any Isser involved? Is there a palm of Hakal B'Chsav? So he says, al pi darka, that this would depend on this Toisis in Shulis Yudzayin. As the Toisis says in Shulis Taf Yudzayin, that the Gaga Aliyah was not Niskadish, then he's telling us that it could be this mutter according to that, to build independent structures into the Aliyah. But on that, the Torah HaKodesh brings down a Sefri Zutta in Parshas Nosoi. And Sefri Zutta in Parshas Nosoi is passed as a big steer to the Toisis. And Sefri Zutta says that Rebbe Kiva tainted that the Gag was Mekudesh Min Aliyah. And it's a certain way that the Gag, the roof of the Aliyah, was even more Kodesh than the Aliyah. What does it mean? There's a certain way we find those in the base of Mekdesh itself. People would walk in. You had the Eichel people were going into all the time. The Kodesh Kodshim, the Kohen Gadol will go into just one day a year. The Aliyah, Zot Bekiva of the Beis HaMikdash, in a certain sense was more Mekodesh because people went into the even less often. People were very, very infrequently in the Aliyah. Zot of them, Rebbe Kiva, the Gag was more Mekodesh than Aliyah. The Gag was even more Kodesh than Aliyah. Shalai Ha'oil L'Sham, Ela Pam Achas L'Gimel Shonim. They only went into there once in 3 years. L'Sake in the Kal Ya'oire. Very interesting statement of the Sefri Zutta. That Sefri Zutta says that the Gag of the Aliyah was more Kodesh than Aliyah, they would only go up over there once in 3 years to fix up the Kol Ha'oriv. So they remember from a Furish and the Sefri Zutta, black and white, that the Gag was more Kodesh than the Aliyah. The Seis of the Gag had a Kedusha, in a certain sense it was more Kodesh than the Aliyah. So you see the Feirish is a Shverkat in the Toisvis, because I mean Toisvis says, well, Pidark over there in the Toisvis and Shvus, that the Gag did not have a Kedusha. The truth is, this Kash is already asked in the Peirish on the bottom of the Sefri Zutta, the Ambu of the Sefri, he asked this Kash. It's a Sorochim Godel on the Toisvis from this Sefri Zutta, and he says that this is a very big riot to the Ritva, and we said the Tosa Rosh that they have in their second set that the Gag did have a Kedusha and had a Kedusha submikdush, and according to that the Sefri Zutta shvins very well. Obviously the Gag is more Mekudosh than the Aliyah, and according to that the Teres HaKodesh goes up Hidarkoi, that it would tackle be also to build any independent structure into the Gag HaAliyah, mamash like we said if you never mind that the Gag had a Kedusha. There is another derech, a final derech in this Inyan from Reb David Yibod L'chaim, in the Shur Reb David HaLevi in Mesechta Erech, and he learns different from the way that his brother Zechon Rocha learned to the Rebbe learned. So Reb David wants to mechalik between, he suggests that there could be a chiluk between the Bayis HaRishon and the Bayis HaSheni in this Shaila. He says a very dakas to Gavort that the truth is it needs a big hezbir because it's really not poshut, but he tainas like this. He says that when it comes to the Bayis HaSheni, he wants to taina that the Kal Ya'orev was part of the Etzem Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, as part of the Iker structure of the Beis HaMikdash, and he tainas that you see that it's nichol and the cheshmer of the Meir Amo. The Mishnah seems to say this thing, and the Rambam says Befeish in Perek Dalach of Beis HaBchira, that the Kal Ya'orev, that's the top amma of the 100 ammas. The bias was 100 by 100 by 100, like the Mishnah says. And the top amma vertically of the 100 ammas is the Kal Ya'orev. So you see Baalil, you see clearly, Dr. David, that the Kal Ya'orev is the etzem chelak of the binyan, Beis HaMikdash, and it's not just some kind of ancillary side thing that you had some kind of mechanic installed to make sure that the crows are off. That's part of the etzem chelak of the binyan. So but it could be that that is all in the bias Hasheni. Masha'in Kain Zokter in the Bayis Harisha, and over there, the Gemara named on that the Amakal Ya'oyev was not part of the Etzem Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why the Gemara had a Havamah that you could delay putting it in, and the whole Teretz was, it's Tzorich HaBinyan. Why would that be? So that because we see that Taisus says, based on the Orach, that in the Bayis Harisha, they first put it in because they thought they had a Tzorich, and they took it out because there was no Tzorich. So Vaisachoyf is just a expeditious thing, it depends on it's a utilitarian item, you know, if you need it or you don't need it, you need it, you put it in, you don't need it, you don't. So as you see that in the first Beis HaMikdash, it was just a Metzius and it wasn't part of the Etzem Binyan. Mashen in Zokta in the Bayis HaSheni, Yitoche in Zokta, that was part of the Etzem Binyan. Meila Zokta in the Bayis HaSheni, that's why we find that it's part of the Etzem Mega Amo. And consequently, you could learn up that Yenna Sugya in Mesechta Moed Koten is specifically referring to the Bayis HaRishain, and the Bayis HaRishain, there was a half a minute to delay the Kal Ya'orev because the Kal Ya'orev is not part of the Etzem Binyan HaBayis. Now, before going on, I just want to mention that this thing is a very, very big hesber. Because Be'emes, I mean, if it's true that the Kol HaOyer was not part of the Etzem Mitzvah of Binyan HaBayis in the first Beis HaMikdash, that Mitzvos did it become part of the Mitzvah in the second Beis HaMikdash? How did the second Beis HaMikdash get to be a bigger Yachson than the first? We said over Kamapomim that the Rambam says, and others say, that the Beis HaSheni didn't have independent dinim of its own. It's not like there was a special tzivu had to build the Beis HaSheni. The Beis HaSheni had dinim that were taken from the Beis HaRishon. There are things that we saw in the Beis HaShlishi that the Rambam says, and we built from both elements together, but you don't have independent things, independent tzivuim that were given to the Bayis HaSheni, Farzich, independently for the Bayis HaSheni. So if I only find the Kalya Oirev being a so-called non-essential in the Bayis HaSheni, in the Bayis HaRishon, then from where did they get this thing to make it into essential Chelukah, Etzem Chelukah the Bin in the Bayis HaSheni, when given that there was no independent tzivuim or new mitzvahs and new nevuahs, how to make that Bayis HaSheni? Really, it's a very schwer thing. Pashtus, the way you have to learn up, Pashtus, you have to learn up this thing of Reb David, is to say like this. You have to say that there was a mitzvah to build a Kalya Oyrev, but it was as needed. So Mela, and this is a chult in the Bayis HaRishon and Bayis HaSheni. In the Bayis HaSheni, the need was muchlet, because it was a given, unfortunately, that you did not have the Gilas HaShuas HaShchina. This wasn't the Sud from the get-go. And in Mela, in the Bayis HaSheni, the Tzivoy, the mitzvah to have an Aliyah Koyer, was a Dovah muchlet me'ikor. It was a given, an absolute from the get-go, and Mela becomes a part of the Etzem Binyan. Mashenk in the Bayis HaRishon, which was understood from the get-go, that it could be the Taka beyond the Madrega, that they won't need it. So chutz that they understood that they might need it, and therefore they had to put it in me'ikor, according to the Derech of the Oroch. But even so, it was not an absolute, and in Mele, it haste that the Beis HaMikdash was built even without it, since it wasn't a given that it would be needed. So even though they were Mesupak and they had to put it in Machmas HaSofik, but Afal Pi Kein, since it wasn't given, was not a given that it would be needed, he's naming on to the Beis HaMikdash is considered built, Afilu, without the Kalya Oyev, and in Mele, therefore, the Gemara understood that it could delay the Kalya Oyev, and that's in the Bayis HaRishon, even though there was a mitzvah to put it in. But Afal Pi Kein, since it wasn't an absolute, and it wasn't a given that it would have to be present, therefore the Beis HaMikdash is called Boni without it, and then Mela, you could delay putting it in. Now, Shenka the Bayis HaSheni, which way it's a given that there would have to be a Kalya Oyrev, so Mela becomes, goes a line into the Etzem structure of the Binyan HaBayis, and the Binyan HaBayis is sort of being not complete without it, and the 100 Amis are not complete without the top Amma of the Kalya Oyrev. It needs work, but that seems to be the basic derech of Reb David. Reb David al Pidarkoi blies by Akasha and the Gemara Mesech Erichin. The Gemara says in Mesech Erichin Davov that there's a whole discussion in Erichin about exactly which Nedovois you're allowed to accept from Goyim, and which you cannot accept from Goyim. So the Gemara says over there that once the Beis HaMikdash is already built, and it's a question of accepting individual donations for the purpose of certain individual needs at a Beis HaMikdash, so then we say that Dover HaMesuyam Ein Mekablin, Dover She'ein Mesuyam Mekablin, something which is a specific visible structure, a visible entity that you're not Mekabel from the Goyim, but something which is not visibly independent that you could take a donation of the Goyim. What's an example of something which is independently visible? So Rabbi Yosef said over there, Kegoyin Amakal Yo'ir. That's the Gemara over there. Rabbi Yosef gave an example, something which is clearly discernible, or visible, independent in and of itself, that would be the Amakal Yo'ir of the crow chaser. And this would be an example of something which we would not accept from a goy. The Reb David over there, Steltzach, what would be the significance why the Gemara Dafka Chapton to give this example? Well, why? Why Dafka the crow chaser? What's special about that example? So, Rashi over there does mention in Erichin that the Kalya Oyrev, the crow chaser, is a clearly visible independent entity. Reb David says that, that's true. But Afal Pi Kein, there's plenty of visible independent entities in the Mokam of Mikdosh. Why in the world we dafka chap onto the Kalya Oyrev? So Zokter, if you learn, like the Pashtas of Sugyan Moed Kotten Daf Tes, it works very well. Because over there it's Mavur in the Gemara, that the Gemara thought that the Kalya Oyrev is not really a part of the Etzem structure of the base of Mikdosh. And in Melo, you could have really, Shlomo could have built the whole base of Mikdosh. You don't delay building the base Midrash, the Gemara says. So, no problem. Shlomo will build a whole base of Midrash and leave the Kalya Oyrev out because the Kalya is not part of the Etzem structure. Says the Gemara, no, you don't delay that either because it's Tzorich Binyan HaBayis. It's Tzorich of the Binyan. So, then it goes out very well, Dr. Reb David. The Gemara wanted to chap onto a Chiddush. Reb Yosef wanted to say that not only the other visible entities, independent entities within the base of Midrash, you not accept a donation from a Goy, but I feel the Kalya Oyrev, which is not part of the Iker structure of the Bayis. Even that, since it's visibly independent, that the Goy don't it, we do not accept even that from the Goy. That's why we chapped onto the Kalya Oyev. So that works if you could still through this Sugyan Erichin, which is talking about the Bayis HaSheni after all, to the Sugyan in Mesechta Moed Kotten, talking about the Bayis HaRishon. If you nemon that the role of the Kalya Oyev was the same in both, then I'm figuring out from the Moed Kotten Sugyan to the Erichin Sugyan that Kalya Oyev is not part of the Iker integral structure of the Beis HaMikdash. But according to me, that I'm Bechadish Zok there. Then the Bayis HaRishon, the Kalya Oyev was not integral to the structure like the Moed Kotten seems to say. Ober in the Bayis HaSheni was was integral, like it looks like over here in Masech the Midos, and like you have in Rambam, that it's part of the Meo Amois of the vertical structure of the Binyan HaBayis, if that's the case, so then the Gemara in Erich is talking about the Bayis HaSheni, why did it pick Dafka the Kal Yo'erev? You don't accept Kal Yo'erev from a Goy. The Bayis HaSheni, Kal Yo'erev is to say the crow chaser like anything else. It's an integral chaluk of the structure. No reason to Dafka pick the Kal Yo'erev, and he says it's somewhat Sorochian to understand why the Gemara would Dafka pick the Kal Yo'erev. The sugyan erichin, given that there's nothing within it, different anything else, it's part of the ikar structure of the Beis Hamikdash. The mission continues in Mishnah Zayin, and it gives the cheshbon of the 100 amois of the Beis Hamikdash from east to west, mizrach l'mayiv. And it goes through the whole cheshbon, it gets to the heichol is 40 amois from east to west, then you have the amotraxin, the Mishnah says, and we'll talk about that, that's the separation, so to speak, between the heichol and the kodesh kodshim, that's the amotraxin. The amotraxin, as we know from the Gemara in Yuma, we'll discuss it, has paroiches at the beginning of the amotraxin and a paroiches at the edge, no, the paroiches at the edge of the amotraxin that faces the heichol. And another paroiches, an amma away, at the edge of the amma tracks in the face of the Kodesh Kodshim. And then you have the esrim amma, the base Kodesh Kodshim, and then you have the 20 amma of the Kodesh Kodshim. So it comes in other words, that the entire area from the beginning of the Heichal until the end of the Kodesh Kodshim is 61 amma, like we'll discuss. 40 amma is Heichal, then at the other side, 20 amma of Kodesh Kodshim, and then in between them, there's one amma of war, which is the amma traksin. What's the significance of this amma traksin? So the idea of the amma traksin, like we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem, is that the Gemara tells us, in Masechta Baba Basra and Daf Gimel, and Rashi brings all this down in Masechta Yuma Daf Nun Aleph, that the Bayis HaRishon, there was a wall in between the Heichol and the Kodesh Kodshim. However, when they got to build the Bayis HaSheni, they were unable to build this wall between the Bayis, the Heichol and the Kodesh Kodshim, because the wall was only an Amafik in the Bayis HaRishon, and that Amafik was sufficient for the height of the wall in the Bayis HaRishon, where the height of the room, the Heichol, was only 30 amas high. Mashain came the height of the room with the Bayis HaSheni. Right? It was 100 amas high, like we said. So a mela for that, the wall would be too thin. If it would be an amma, it wouldn't be able to be supported properly, and you would have to have a thickness of more than an amma, but the problem there is that you can't add to the thickness of the wall, because you're in violation, like Rashi brings down, of Hakol B'Chsav, right? Like we said, Hakol B'Chsav, every chaluk of the base and make the structure has to be tafka, according to the way it's given by Mara HaNavua. And this would be also to add, you can't add to the wall was given a oifen of Hakol B'Chsav, one amma thickness, and not more. You're not allowed to add to the thickness of the wall. So therefore, when it came to the Bayis HaSheni, they had no choice, and they had to make a paroiches, a curtain, rather than a wall between the Heichol and the Kodesh Kodshim. By the way, I just want to mention, to interrupt for a moment, that Tosis Yontif has a big shtel, he has a big problem. He says the cheshbon that seems to be given over here, which is that the Bayis HaRishon has a wall of 30 amas high, and the Bayis HaSheni has 100 amas high, he says that seems to be an incorrect cheshbon, Zokta, because in the Bayis HaRishon, the wall which is 30 amas is the wall of just the first story. That's the one story is 30 amas, the wall of the story of the Heichal itself. We're not counting the Aliyah of the Heichal, the second story. We count the Heichal itself as a wall of 30 amas. In the Bayis HaSheni, the wall was actually 40 amas high. And like you had in the Mishnah earlier, in Masechta Midos, it says that the first story was 40 amas, the second story is 40 amas, and all that goes around into the vertical height of 100 amas. The Tiferes Yisrael says, in his opinion, there's a mistake in the Girsa, and it should say that the Bayis HaRishon, the wall is 30, and the Bayis HaSheni, the wall is 40. And that's really the problem that you had in the Bayis HaSheni, 10 amas more, 10 amas higher, before you get to the ceiling. And in Mela, you would have needed a wall of more than an amma, which you can't do, so they put a paroiches instead. Now, the Gemara tells us that once it came to building putting in the paroiches, they had a big problem, a dilemma on their hands. They had to figure out, was this paroiches supposed to be put at the edge of the wall that the wall was originally an amma thick? Would it be put at the edge which abutted the heichol and leave an extra amma space facing the Kodesh Kodshim, or she put it at the edge that faded the Kodesh Kodshim and leave an extra amma of space facing the Heichol. So they had a suffix about that, and because of the suffix, like we'll see, they had to put in two paroicheses, and there's two paroicheses over there. In between the two paroicheses, there was this space, and the space in between, that's called the amma traksin. What exactly the word traksin means is actually a bit of a shilom. Rashi in Masechta Yuma says that the word traksin is a compound word from apparently, I guess, Greek roots, track and sin. He says the word track, Rashi says, means inside, and sin means on the outside. So track and sin, inside and outside. And because the Rabban did not know whether this Amo has a Kedusha equivalent to the inside, the Kodesh Kodshim, or a Kedusha equivalent to the Heichal, which is the outside, so therefore this is called the Amo track sin, the Amo that has a Shiloh, whether it belonged to the inside or to the outside. There's a Tiferes Yisrael over here that suggests a little differently, rather. He says that the word track means to close, like you have in the Sechta Brochus, Truku Gali, to close the gates. So he says track means to close, and Sin Zok, there's a reference to Sinai. He says this is the Mechitza, so to speak, that partitions in, that closes the Luchos Ha'orain. The Luchos and the Oren are sin, the reference to Sinai, and this partition, closed track, it closes off the sin, the Luchos Sheba Oren. The Pharisees Roll brings this thing, it brings it from the Rosh, Gradov, in order that the Rosh speaks this thing out. If the Pharisees Roll asks, though, that you can ask an obvious question, that doesn't seem to be a very good name, given that there was no Luchos present, there was no Oren present, that the Bayis Hasheni altogether was hidden away, it was captured, different days in the Gemara and Yuma. You didn't have the Oren, you didn't have the Luchos there, so why is it called the Amatraxin? So he says, you have to learn up, that even though the Luchos were not themselves present in the Bayis Hasheni, but it was named that way from the Bayis Harisha, and the name remained. An interesting thing, according to that, you have to say that Amatraxin is a name that came from the Bayis Harishain and remained in the Bayis Hasheni. Now, Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin in Daf Kuf makes it clear. Rashi discusses the Bayis Harishain over there, and Rashi makes it clear about the Bayis Harishain. Rashi quotes Psukim from Malachim, and Rashi makes it very clear that in the Bayis Harishain there were 61 Amas total from the beginning of the Heichol to the end of the Kodesh Kodshim, and Rashi speaks the thing out. They had 40 Amas Heichol, 20 Amas Kodesh Kodshim, and one Am of the wall, Samela, total 61 Amas. That's what Rashi says. There is a problem, however, in the Das HaRambam, which the Achrenim Matazach. The Rambam is actually mashma that Be'etzem, in the Bayis HaRishon, that should really was only 60 Amas total, and that the wall took up space either from the Heichol or from the Kodesh Kodshim, and the Bayis HaSheni, which space the wall took up. That it was supposed to be taking up space from the Heichol, in other words, 39 Amas Heichol and 1 Amas wall, or what should be taking up space from the Kodesh Kodshim, 19 Amas Kodesh Kodshim and 1 Amas wall. In other words, that the wall belonged to the Heichol, it mamash took up space to the Heichol. It belonged to the Kodesh Kodshim, took up space to the Kodesh Kodshim. And it was supik about that, and therefore they had to build an extra Amas of wall. That's what Rambam seems to say, 40 Amas space Heichol, 20 Amas space Kodesh Kodshim, 1 Amas space of wall. The Rambam speaks out of it there, in Hichos Beis HaBechir. The Rambam says that in the Bayis HaSheni, they were in the Stapik, is the Lashon Rambam is, if the Oive Koisa was Mimidas HaKodesh, from the measurement of the Mokam HaKodesh, of the Heichol, or Mimidas Kodesh HaKodshim, or from the measurement of the Kodesh Kodshim, the Fikoch, therefore, in the Bayis HaSheni, they made the Kodesh Kodshim full 20 Amas, to Esrim Amas Tmimis, and they made the Heichol a full 40 Amas, and the Hinichu Amas Yaseira, a full Amas of space in between them, Bein HaKodesh, Bein Kodesh HaKodshim, and they did not build it a wall, they couldn't make a wall, so therefore they made the two paroiches in. It's Medik and Rambam, it's Masha and Rambam, then the Bayis HaRisha, and the measurement was total 60 Amas, and the wall was wherever it was, it took up space in the Heichol, if it was part of the Heichol, or space in the Kodesh Kodshim. But since the Bayis HaSheni, they didn't chap where the location actually was, is it located in the Heichol of the Kodesh Kodshim, they had to add an Amma in between them and leave a full 40 Amma space here and 20 Amma space there. And in fact, the Kesef Mishnah, interestingly, seems to be nachas to this, because the Kesef Mishnah brings a source for the Ram, he doesn't bring anything in the Bavli. The Kesef Mishnah brings a Yerushalmi as a mocker for this Ram. That's what he says. Yerushalmi in Masechta Klayim, and the Yerushalmi in Klayim says, that is a Shtiridika Mashmois in the Psukkim and Melachim. It says, one Pasuk is Mashma, that there was 40 full amas of space in the Heichol, and that's mashma that the wall was part of the Kodesh Kodshim. Another pasuk is mashma 20 full amas of space in the Kodesh Kodshim, that's mashma the wall was part of the Heichol. So therefore, the Yerushalmi says that that's a suffix that they had. In other words, the Yerushalmi is very meduyik, like the Rambam says that the suffix was whether the wall was originally part of the 40, originally part of the 20, as I state in the Kesef Mishnah. And this we have a number of sforim bring down a kasha from the Rabbi Socha Dov Rekech, the Friedik Belzer Rebbe. He asked this kasha, and the kasha is discussed in the Oilus Tom, it is discussed by Rameir Shapiro and Shuvas Ayrameir. They bring them this kasha from the Bisocha Dover Kech, that he asked that according to Rambam is a Dover Tamua, how could they possibly have added an Amo into the measurements of the base of Mikdash? His Rambam is very meduic that they added an Amo. He says, Tenach Rashi is meduic that the Bayis HaRishon also had a total of 61 Amos, and the wall was not from the 40 and not from the 20. But the Rambam, who's Mashma, that they Mamash added an extra amal of space in the Bayis Hasheni, the Dover Tamua, it's a violation, Zokter, how could it possibly be mutter to add an extra amal of dimensions of the Bayis? And Meir Shapiro brings down this kasha, and he says, the embassy has a different kasha, which is also very shver. He said that, but truth is, if they taka had to add an extra amal of space for the Bayis, even if you'll say that it was mutter, how did they do it? He says, there's a ganza sugya in Mesech Shavuos, it discusses how you add to the Kedusha, and there's a whole procedure about how you have to have a melech, and you know, it's over there, it's talking about, you have Kedusha so ear, but Kedusha Mokam Migdash is the same thing. You're not Moisif onto the ear, or Al Ho Azoro, it's like the Gemara speaks over there. You need a melech, and a novi, and Urim V'tumim, and Sanedrin Shashem V'yachot. So now it goes through a whole bunch of entities that you have to have all together in order to add to the Kedusha and Mokam. The Gemara says, one man the Omer holds, you don't have to have every single one of them. It's not all ma'akiv. But we paskin like the man the Omer Mesech Teshuvis that says that they're all ma'akiv, you have to have every single one, the melech, a novi, and the Urim V'tumim, and everything. And the Gemara speaks out, Dr. Meir Shapiro, that according to that man the Omer, which we paskin like, and the Bayis Hasheini, they were not able to mekadosh anew anything because they didn't have Urim V'tumim. So the Gemara says that that man the holds kedusha rishoni kitchel shaita v'kitchel osad lovoi, that the kedusha soir and the kedusha sa mikdash was all niskadosh originally by the Bayis Harishon, it stayed lo osad lovoi, it stayed forever. And Ezra, even though you find that Ezra did make a whole procession, there was only a zecher b'yalma who diyavid. He just did it as a zecher, but it wasn't really the etzim kedusha. So the fact that Meir Shapiro, that you see, they couldn't even add to the kedusha, didn't have the wherewithal to do so. They didn't have Urim V'tumim. So how could they possibly have had an extra amo into the kedusha of Mokum or the Mokum of Mikdash? Very, very big problems. And the Meir Shapiro suggests, Alpidarko, he has a bit of a pilpul, and he wants to suggest that although they did add an amo of space into the Heichol or the Kodesh Kotchen, one of them, they did not add an amo into the building because he suggests that the outer walls got thinner. He wants to bring smuchim to this, he has a mefalpul on this inyan, that he tainus that the building as a whole did not change its dimensions, because even though they added 61 amos, they added an amo of space into the inside, the outer wall was thinner, and the total amount of the building was equal size. Now, this Teres of Meir Shapiro, if you want to accept it, might explain how they did not have a problem being Mekadosh a new Mokum, where they lacking Urim V'Tumim, like we said before, they couldn't Mekadosh, so that answers perhaps that Kasha, but it's hard to see how it answers the Kasha of Hakal B'Chsav, because Pashtas Hakal B'Chsav, like we said, we mentioned before from Rashi Yuma says, that they couldn't even add to the thickness of the wall, saying that Hedish HaKeich Lan Kodesh Kotchim, because Hakal B'Chsav doesn't allow to change the thickness of walls. So it's hard to see how Rameh Shapiro's Teres is going to be maspik and going to answer the Kasha from Hakal B'Chsav. They're saying that they made the outer wall thinner in the Mokon and Bayis Hasheni, Dos Alenish Fair. So how did that, what was that to do that? How do you make the outer wall thinner? So it's hard to see exactly how it's going to answer the Kasha. There is a sefer from Masechta Yuma from Levi Kupeni Zechal Vrocha, the Shashui Levi, but he discusses these some of these questions, and he points out that even in the most basic sense, there's a different question on the Rambam, how Bechlal the Rambam was able to learn this way, that apparently in the Bayis HaRishon there was only 40 Amos. There was only 40 amos and 20 total, only a total of 60 amos. He says, Teinach, that the Yushalmi, that the Kesemisha quotes, Taka learns that way. The Yushalmi Taka says this thing, that the total of 60 and the wall took up either part of the 40 or part of the 20. Azata, but the Gemara is just the Yuman and Beis and the Bavli is Kamat Muchach, that's only the Havamina. I mean, the Havamina, the Gemara is Mavur over there, the Gemara Taka thought that the total was 60 and the Bayis Harishain, and the Shaila was whether the wall took up space from the Hechel of the Kodesh Kochim. In the Maskar of the Gemara, though, the Gemara Tainas is not like that the wall was definitely in between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kochim, and it was an independent Amo. The Shaila is, Zokter, the Gemara, whether that wall had a Kedushas Heichal or a Kedushas Kodesh Kochim. That was the Shaila. So if it had a Kedushas Heichal, the Heichal was technically 41 Amos. It's just that part was taken up by a wall. If it had a Kedushas Kodesh Kochim, the Kodesh Kochim was technically 21 Amos. The part was taken up by a wall. And because of that, we had a Shaila where to put the Paroichas, and we had to end up putting two Paroichas in. So why did the Rambam reject the Bavli that was under the Bayis HaRishon was a given that it was 61 amos, and instead go with the Yerushalmi that says that a Bayis HaRishon was only 60 amos. Yes, that alone is very, very shver. Of course, at the Derech HaRambam, usually to go with the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. So because of this, Reb Levi Kopeni wants to try to reread the Rambam and to suggest that the Rambam really didn't mean what the Gesa Mishnah took it to mean, and that the Rambam also is maskim that the Bayis HaRishon was 61 amos. However, the fact is, though, that the Rambam is very, very stark meduyuk, like the Gesa Mishnah. The Rambam said befeirish that because of the Safek, they made the Heichol and the Bayis HaSheni 40 amos tamimois, and they made the Kodesh Kochim 20 amos tamimois. The Lashon is clearly mashma, and the Bayis HaRishon, something wasn't tamimois. It was either not a full 40 amos of space, or not a full 20 amos of space. Because the Bayis HaSheni, they had a Shiloh, they made a full 20 amos and a full 40 amos tamimois, the Lashon HaRambam. It's actually very stark meduyuk, like the case of Mishnah, and some of these in Nirm Takandi the Yishuv, how do you explain them? Agony Mazber, why it is that the Bayis Shein, he was put an extra amma over the bias harishain. Now, the two poroichasin of the amatraxin in the bias hasheni, the poshapshat is that these were a chi of gomor to have two, because you have to have a separation, a machitza, at the exact demarcation line between the heichal and the kodesh kodshim. If the pasuk in Chumash pasta speaks out, v'evdila haporoichas lochem, ben hakodesh u'mei kodesh hakodshim, since we were mesupik about where the separation line is exactly, you had to have two separate paroichasin. And that, the Mikdash David writes that that is the das ha-toises. The toises shita is, in Masechta Yuma, that you had to have me'ikr ha-din two paroichasin because you didn't know exactly where the demarcation line was. However, the Mikdash David says that the Zishonim in Yuma is mevuah, they didn't hold like that. That the Zishonim in Yuma has a chiddush tikkah understanding. He understood that me'ikr ha-din were really remoted to have the paroichas a little bit off of the demarcation line, and Meila, as I say, Shonen Tainus, why not just have one Paroiches, and have it a little bit, either it will be exactly at the demarcation line between the Heichel and the Kodesh Kodshim, or be a little bit recessed outward into the Heichel. There's one showing, what's the big deal? And even in that case, Mechitza serves as a separation, the Paroiches serves as a separation, Heichel and the Kodesh Kodshim, and what if it is a little bit off, it would still be Makayim to Din Paroiches. So the Taisus Yonah Shonen says that to have the Paroiches a little bit too far in into the Makayim of the Kodesh Kodshim is certainly not okay, because somebody might walk in there for the purpose of avoidas ha'echol and be walking into the Kodesh Kodshim. But why can't they just have one poroiches and maybe it will be too far out? It'll be in the makom ha'echol. Why would that be such a terrible thing? Wasn't that fulfilled within even with just one poroiches? So on that, the Tosfos Shonim says, because maybe the Kohen Gadol will end up doing the avoidas ha'echol in a makom that's right up against the poroiches, which may be in an area that's really the makom ha'echol and doesn't realize. So because of this concern, they made sure they had two poroiches in, just out of a concern that maybe the Kohen Gadol will end up doing the avodas hakteiros lefnayv lefnim in the wrong makom, in a place that's really a makom ha'echol. Zok the Mikdash David, kum techois, that according to the Tosfos Yeshonim, really, Kataina, I didn't really need two paroichas on the Ikra Din, it's just a chashash ba'alma, but according to Tosfos, the Ikra Halach, I have to have two paroichas in. Because of them, Zok there, he's very, very mesupak, and he's not at all certain what they did when it came to the Matnas Hadam on the paroichas lefnayv, when it came to the Parvasoyev Himakipurim, where you have to have the Matones Hadam that are facing the paroichas. Did they have to have two separate sets of Matones Hadam? One facing the inside paroiches and one facing the outside paroiches. He says, be'etzem, you could tie it, that you did have to have two sets, but it's loishaman and le'oilam. It doesn't say b'shum mokin that they had two separate paroiches adam on the power of a seven gipurim. And why not? So that they're acquainted to Zishonim, it's not shver, because according to Zishonim, you could tie it that they just did the avoidas adam facing the outside paroiches. And they looked at the outside paroiches as, so to speak, the real paroiches, b'teres vaday, and the inside paroiches was just there as an obstruction to ensure that the Kohen Gadol didn't move too far out with the keteres when it came in Kippur. But be'emes, the ikr din paroiches was really the outside paroiches, just one matanat adam facing it. Ma'ashen can acquaint the toises, it's going to be shver. Because according to toises, is the suffix what the real din paroiches was, why didn't you have to have two avoidas adams, one for each paroiches? So that you could say it parrots on that, because the Gemara is mevuah that the dam did not have to actually touch the paroiches. It's ain't sorach liga, didn't have to actually touch the paroiches. So mainly you could say the Kohen Gadol stood in the heichol and outside of both paroiches, and he was mazeh spritz toward the paroiches, and he had in mind whichever paroiches is the real paroiches. And it's uncertain which it was, doesn't make a difference, because it doesn't have to touch the paroiches anyway. So you'll stand outside of both and spritz toward the paroiches and mekayim whichever matan dam, whichever the paroiches is meant to be. Zakta, but it's what's going to be shver is that in Yushalmi there's a man d'omer that was sorach liga. There's mamisha man d'omer in Yushalmi and Yuma that the dam had touched the paroiches, and then it's going to be shver according to that man d'omer. How did you do the man d'omer in Kippur? Why is it that it wasn't necessary to do two man d'oms, one for each paroiches? So then, even though it's tempting to learn that the Tosfos Yeshonim, that the Ikka was really one paroiches, and they were new bevadai, that the outside one was the real paroiches, it's still shver zokter, because the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Kuf Vav, is mevuah that there were 13 paroiches in the base of Mikdash. The Gemara goes through the whole cheshen where the 13 curtains were, all over the base of Mikdash. And it's mevuah over there that in the attic, in the aliyah of the Heichol, in the Kodesh Kodshim, there was two paroiches in corresponding to two paroiches down below. Now, why do you have two paroiches over there? So the Tainach, according to Tosfos, there's a din paroiches. Paroiches, and in Mesupik, where the Paroiches is located, the location is you have to have two. But according to Tosfos Yeshana, the Padim Paroiches is Meskayim, just with the outside one alone, then the inside one is just to ensure that Kohen Gadol doesn't walk in the wrong place with the Torah. So that doesn't explain, Zokter, why in the Kodesh Kodshim you had to have another Paroiches. There's no Torah in the upper story. There's no Paroiches in the upper story. So he says that's Shverka, and it's really mashmal like Tosfos that the need for two Paroiches was Meikah Shuras Adin, and it wasn't just a concern, a chashash ba'alma, like the Das of the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Moshe Motcha Schulzinger in the Mishmar Alevi makes two points on this. One point, he says, which makes sense, is that he's very uncertain if the Mikdash Tovet Sfora works. The idea that since it's Ein Tzorach Liga, and so I don't have to touch the dam, the Paroiches with the dam, so therefore I just stand outside of both and just spritz in the direction of the two Paroiches, and then it works with whichever Paroiches it is, because in any event, I don't have to touch. So at the Tainich, I don't have to touch, but if the real Paroiches is the inside Paroiches, and you're standing at the outside one, there's a Chatzitza Gemura, a Hefse Gomor, in between you and the Paroiches. You're not even facing it, so to speak, because there's Mamash Hefse Gomer, there's a complete Paroiches which doesn't belong, because if the real one is the inside one, the outside one is nothing and doesn't belong, and you're not facing the inside one at all. So is that you really could tie in on that, that doesn't fulfill the din of the Matnas Adam facing the Paroiches, a filu if you're them on like the Bavli that ain't Sorach Liga. See, it could be the Kasha is more schwer than the Mikdash Tovet makes it out to be. It could be that Be'emes is a big problem and you really have to have two Matnas Adams, even according to the Bavli. He also adds that he brings for Reb Meir Soloveitchik, for Reb Meir, that he tied that there's really a Rashi and Mitzvah Yuman Nun Ches on this issue. Because Rashi and Yuman Nun Ches is Mavur that the Kohen Gadol and Kippur would leave the Kodesh Kodshim and walk facing the Doroim, and he would be Mazeh, he would stop and he would be Mazeh toward the Paroiches. This idea of facing the Doroim, that means that he was like the Gemara speaks the Cheshman of Mitzvah Yuma, that means that he was outside of both Paroiches. Because the Gemara is Mavur, when he walked outside, he walked between the two Paroiches, and he was actually facing the Tzafai in the north, then he would turn around, face the Doroin, and go outside of the outside Paroiches. I think Mara makes that Chesmin and Mesechta Yuma, so he's walking facing the Doroin, means Rashi is Mavur, that he's outside of both Paroiches, and he spritzes facing, apparently, the outside Paroiches. So Rashi is Mavur, apparently he settles this question, and Rashi is saying that he faced the outside Paroiches. However, as we said, Naniach granted that Rashi seems to be saying this thing, but that alone needs a Hezber, and according to the Mikdash Dovid, by the way, Rashi could be going in the Bavli. You know, according to the Bavli, you have one Hazor facing the outside Paroiches, and it's Yoitza because you're even off the touch anyway, so it faces both Paroiches in. According to the Yishami, though, the question might still blind. What are you going to do? Why isn't there a Chiyuv to have the dam against both of the Paroiches in? This concludes Masechet Midos, and with it the limit of the entire Seder Kodshim. And you know that the limit of Kodshim is not just Hilchas L'Mashicho, like the Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim, learning Halachas that are full of Osed Lovoy, but also it's Negev to us that the Gemara says in Menachos that Kolo Oisik B'Toyos HaKavonos Kilu Hikrav Korban. Our job today, unfortunately, we don't have Mashiach yet, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash yet. Our job is to Osik in the Toyos HaKodshim, and it's Kilu Hikrav Korbanos. We mentioned from the Yavitz at the beginning of the Masechet, and Bank of Emden says the same is true about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You Osik in the Torah of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, it's Ke'ilu Yor, but also Ke'ilu. In the Binyan Beis HaMikdash itself, it's what we can do today in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And more than that, like the Novi says in the Sefer Yechezkel, V'yishmu as kol tzuroisov, as kol chukoyisov, also oisom, like the Mephoshim say over there, that they didn't have to be shomer the tzuris and the chukoyis of the Beis HaMikdash. They have to be shomer in their hearts. They have to learn about the tzur in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. They have to watch over it to safeguard it in their hearts. And v'osu oisom, and durch then they'll be able to zoicha to build it, like we mentioned, the pasuk from Sefer Yechezkel. We should be zoicha mitzvah by the time we get to the next time we learn Kodshim, should be Zoycha Vareinu Bevinyon, Oivas Anchenu Vizikunu, like we say in the Davening, we should be Zoycha to see with our own eyes the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, the Tikkun, the Shlemus of the Beis HaMikdash, should be Zoycha to see with our own eyes the Kohen and Bavidosam and Levi and Mashirim and Zimram, to be able to see that which we hope for so much, or should we spend so much time and effort and Yigiyah learning the Halachos of and learning the Torahs of, should be Zoycha to the Shlemus of it, Meher V'Yameinu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.